Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to talk about marketing, and I wanted to use a case study that I just got to experience today. It's the Avengers Infinity War movie, and it's really an incredible movie. It's really, really well done. And I wanted to talk to you guys about it because they did an amazing job, not only with the pre-launch, but with the full launch, with the value offering, and with the all the back-end stuff that they did to increase the sales revenue from this huge project. So it's been a fun time watching all the videos that led up to this one. And by the way, there's going to be more in the future. The end of the video leads you to believe there's going to be a sequel. And that's why it's a lot like a soap opera series, what they're doing here. But the Avengers is a really cool series. Of course, it's by Marvel. And Marvel has all these different characters from comic books. And so they're creating these wonderful, well-produced movies now. And it's a really, really, really fun time watching them. They're targeting not just younger kids, but also adults. And they're doing a great job at it. But the thing about it with the Infinity War one specifically is that how they brought all of those attractive characters into one single movie, and it's like you have all these star power in one big movie now, and they're all fighting one big evil force that wants to take over the world and destroy the universe or whatever. So it's just they did an amazing job pulling it all together. The pre-launching was so intense. The movie posters was so good, and the movie itself delivered. Now it's interesting, but the movie itself cost about twice as much as I normally do because it was only available in IMAX where I went to go see it. So I'm not sure if it's like that nationwide and worldwide, but in Thailand where I am, it was only available in IMAX where I went to go see it, and it was about almost twice the price. So that was interesting. I thought, I kind of like that actually, how they offer more value with the 3D and the IMAX experience, and it costs more. And, they are obviously going to be able to, make more money with it. And I'm looking up online right now, and actually, this Avengers opened with a massive $39 million in Thursday night showing. So, in one night, they made almost $40 million in revenue. And it makes sense, and it's not just about that, but there's so much back into this. It was incredible. I was actually walking through the mall on the way to the movie theater, and they had a bunch of merchandise set up. They had everything from Lego sets to action figures to pillows, all sorts of cool stuff. And I knew at that point that they had done such an amazing job with that. And this isn't the first one, obviously, but I just want you guys to understand that like marketing isn't just one thing. Marketing is all the way from the pre-launch to the launch, and it's the value offering that you provide. It's the quality of the experience of the product, and it's all the way into the back end with the upsells and the accessories and the add-ons, and it's the follow-up after that. And then it's a continuation with more offerings after that. So when you're considering starting, an e-commerce business, a high-ticket dropshipping business, or even private labeling, or even selling a digital product, just consider that you really should map out every single step of the process on the way to your business, and then after the business, what the customer is going to be doing. So if you can map out the customer experience with your business, you have a much better time following through and actually creating that experience for the customer. And I think it's really important to create a good experience for the customer, because if they have a great experience, what they're going to do is come back to you over and over again, and they're also going to refer all their friends to you. And that comes into play especially true when you're marketing to boomers and seniors, because those target markets specifically do a lot of referrals, word of mouth referrals, and they tell people about stuff. It's different when you're marketing to millennials, because millennials use a lot of social media and they don't necessarily tell their friends about stuff. So if you're marketing to millennials, then you might consider using more social media sharing tactics in your business. But if you're marketing to boomers and seniors, if that is your niche, then definitely consider talking to people through email, and consider calling your customers, and consider asking for referrals specifically, and things like that, and do some of the things that like chiropractors and doctors and dentists do, and how they ask for the referrals, and be considerate about it. But also understand like that as a part of the value ladder, you're able to provide them more services. You're able to provide them more of what they want and more of what they need in exchange for their money. And you can charge a fair price for it because they can afford it. That's the beautiful thing, is that boomers and seniors, they generally have more money to spend than millennials. They have retirement accounts. They have savings they've built up over time. They have higher paying jobs. And they've been around longer, right? They're just older human beings. So they've been around the block a few times. They've bought more than one thing online before. Usually they bought things before, they've gone through things before. So it's just, generally speaking, an easier market to work with. So definitely consider that. But as far as building and growing an e-commerce business, the entire funnel really does matter. So just like you can see with the Avengers Infinity War movie, they really built out the entire funnel, right? They have their marketing. They know who their target market is. They know how to reach that target market. They reach them and they have a really good quality product. And then they deliver that product in a great way. You know, and all the movie theaters that they go to, hopefully, are good quality movie theaters that help them deliver a great product. And as a dropshipper, you can, as like an online retailer, you kind of consider yourself in this situation. An analogy would be you are the movie theater, where you are helping that brand deliver that product to the customer. So you have a big responsibility, if you think about it, of delivering a great experience for that brand. And that brand's counting on you to deliver a great experience. So that's why brands want, you know, online retailers to work that are going to provide amazing customer service. Because more than anything, the brand wants that customer to associate a good emotional feeling with that brand, so they'll order that brand's products in the future if they're looking for something similar or a second version, you know, one or even an upgraded one in a few years, that kind of a thing. So definitely consider yourself having a high responsibility when you get into online retail. Don't take it lightly, you know. Whenever a customer calls with an inquiry, do everything you possibly can to make sure it's taken care of. And follow up, you know, especially on sales. If you don't follow up on sales, people will fall through the cracks. And it's not just because they don't get followed up with. It's because they don't like you anymore. Because follow up is considered professionalism. And so a good salesman understands that there's no sales without follow up. So if you're hiring a virtual assistant to take care of your business for you, make sure that you drill into their minds that follow up is key, and that, you know, they're always calling people back, emailing them back. And they're always calling the supplier and emailing them back. And every single day they get into the office, they look at the things that need to be done and they follow up. And then, you know, and that's the proactive stuff. Because the more you follow up ahead of time between the customers and suppliers, the better your business is going to run in the long run. So it's just how it is. So guys, I really hope that you can gain something from this. It's always good to look at case studies and to sort of see like what they did really good. And you can try to take from that and then model that in your own business. You know, if you see something happening out there that's amazing, take a mental note of it and try to write down ideas that you can apply that to your own business later on, because it can be super useful to do that. It's kind of like having like a personal mastermind group inside your brain whenever you go about your day. You know, just put your marketer's cap on and consider, you know, how you can improve your business, because really what we are is we're professional marketers at the end of the day. And that's what we do. And that we do it really good because we have a lot of fun doing it. And it's just sort of like hacking life, you know, because when you can learn how to do marketing really good, you can direct market to consumers. You could sell them directly products. The beauty of this is that you don't have to work for a big company anymore. You don't have to have the day job where the company is doing the marketing and you're getting paid a paycheck, whether they make a ton of money or not. And they're just paying you, you know, that paycheck and that's it. Instead, you get to be the company that markets directly to the consumer. You keep the full amount of profit. You also take on the full amount of the responsibility, and you have to pay the full amount of expenses and everything like that. And you got to pay your employees or virtual assistants and everything like that. But at the same time, it's fun. It's a really good experience. You get to do what you want to do. You get to choose your own hours. You get to choose your location. You don't have to be stuck to any particular city. If you want to move to a different city, you can. That's the beauty of dropshipping, is that, you know, it's a location independent business model. So there's so many reasons why you'd want to scale and grow a dropshipping business. And a lot of people that, you know, ask me like, hey man, like, why don't you sell your store for a bunch of money? I tell them, well, it's because it takes a lot of time and effort to start one of these businesses up. And I would rather scale one than to sell it now at this point, unless it's a niche that I don't like. So my goal is to start dropship stores and to even partner with people to start dropship stores. I'm doing that to the E-Commerce Paradise Academy now. And I already have one partner, which is awesome. It's one of my students, and we decided to start a store. We chose a niche together now, and he's going to build it out, and I'm going to coach him along the way and guide him as a mentor. So it feels great for me because I get to do mentoring. For him, he gets a low-cost startup, lean startup method to getting a mentor and to building out a store. So he's really excited about it too. And, you know, I think that at the end of the day, all that matters here is that you just have a basic understanding of how to solve people's problems, truly, because that's what marketing is. It's finding problems that people have and finding a way to solve them, and then finding a way to get that solution in front of them and then promote it like crazy, right? I mean, that's truly what we do. So whatever niche you want to get into, whatever product category it ends up being, if it's, you know, beds or couches or desks or whatever, understand what the problem that person has and what they're trying to solve, and then understand how that target product is going to be able to solve that person's problem at that particular point. So in other words, when somebody calls in or whatever, emails you about a question, it's like a specific question, just understand they have a deeper foundational problem they're trying to solve here. So if you can like drill down deeper into their problem, and you might even be able to find a different product and upsell them on that, you know, to a more expensive product or whatever that's going to fit their needs better, and they're going to actually appreciate that. And that's why you want to target, again, boomers and seniors mainly, is because those people really do appreciate being upsold because they've been through it. They know that you get what you pay for. They've been there and they've done that and they don't like it. And, you know, I'm kind of the same way. You know, now I understand that, like, hey, you get what you pay for. You're going to buy cheap stuff. You're going to get cheap stuff, you know, and it's not going to work as well. So understand that, guys. And, you know, just overall, just like try to build a really good quality business. I think that's the key here. It's just build something that's quality and provide a great experience. And you're going to have a win-win-win, a win for you, a win for your customers, and a win for your suppliers. And that's really what you're trying to do here, is accomplish that. And you can scale and, you know, make lots of money and help lots of people and have a great time doing it, travel the world. That's what we're doing. That's what we help people do in the e-commerce Paradise Academy. And I'm really excited to get people in there. I really want to help 100 people this year escape the 9-to-5. And that's my goal. And I'm going to repeat that in every single episode because it's really, truly what I want to create and manifest. And it's not for my personal gain. It's for their gain. And the reason why is because I know that I felt amazing when I was able to escape the 9-to-5. And if it wasn't for some of the mentors that I had at the time, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And so I feel like I'm paying it forward at this point. And I'm not charging an insane amount of money at this point. I'm charging, you know, a fair price for the consumer. And that's what I feel like doing right now. And in the future, the price is definitely going to go up as I do more coaching and I get more clients. I'm definitely going to have to raise my pricing to meet the demand. So get in now while the going's good and while I don't have too many clients because as I do, I'm definitely going to have to raise the price. And that's okay. You know, I mean, I think this kind of information is worth so much more. If you can consider an example of a four-year university, like a master's program, you're going to pay, you know, multiple tens of thousands of dollars, $50,000, $100,000 for that program, and walk out. You might not even have a business or a startup that can provide you with an income. Whereas, you know, you start and you pay $100 a month, and it might take you 3 to 6 months. So, talking maybe at the most $1,000 startup, and you know, you can have a lucrative online location independent business. And all you have to do is work at it every single day and drill into it and get motivated and get inspired. And then also, you know, read and listen to a lot of marketing books out there. And I have all the resources you could ever possibly want on my website, ecommerceparadise.com/resources, or go into the header and click resources. I list all the books at the bottom. There's cashback credit cards in there. There's other courses that are really good for online marketing. There's all the different resources you'll need for a dropship store. So definitely check that out. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to this episode and look forward to seeing some of you in the Academy. And if you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to me and you know, drop me a line on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Or you know, if you just want to email me, just trevor@ecommerceparadise.com is my email. And I look forward to working with Simia. So see you guys in the next episode. Take care.